The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Lou Need Lewis. And today I have the honor of introducing a very special guest to the show. He will tell you it's his first time, but you're going to hear his amazing story and he's going to blow your mind. Harry Abraham is coming to the show. He is an attorney and former pro soccer player and the co-founder of Biz Wings, a business automation company for small businesses. They eliminate repetitive tasks to save time and increase productivity to close more deals and better serve their existing clients. It is an honor to bring him on the show. I'm looking forward to hearing his story. So with no further ado, Harry, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me. It's my honor. So thank you so much for having me on your show.
Yes, it's my pleasure. Thank you. Thank you. Now, I know you are in LA, but you lived in San Diego. But tell us about your background. Where are you from? And, you know, a little bit about your journey.
Oh, I'm from LA originally. Mm-hmm. I actually ended up in San Diego for law school, which is part of my journey. Mm-hmm. You know, my intro about being an attorney and being a pro soccer player tells you just the tip of the iceberg in that I've always done a lot, right? I've always put a lot of on my plate. And I think I do that because it's part of who I am. And I inherently value being efficient with my time. Mm-hmm. So in terms of how I now have a business automation company, I think it comes full circle, right? So looking back on my history, it makes sense. Going through my path at each step, it might look confusing, but I can give you a quick recap. So you know, I studied business in college. I knew I wanted to have my own business. Mm-hmm. I also knew that I wanted to advise people. You know, being a soccer player, you know, I've developed a sense of leadership in that role. I think being an oldest sibling and having younger siblings, I think a leadership is part of who I am, right? So I think I knew I wanted to guide in some way and to have my own business. So anyway, that's all I knew, though. I didn't know what type of business it would be. I didn't know, you know, where I'd set out. So graduated college early, started a music production company right after college with a friend, started diving into the contracts and realizing that this is a little bit over my head and I'm trying to negotiate things that I don't even know what they mean. And so was looking into getting an MBA and realized, you know, I think it makes more sense to go to law school. Mm-hmm. Conversation with my dad, one thing led to the next. And literally within 30, maybe 45 days max after that conversation, realizing, hey, law is very valuable, I applied to law school.
Wow.
So my trajectory changed dramatically in that sense. But even in law school, I worked with small businesses. I concentrated on corporate law. I did a focus on that. So I maintained the focus on business and how to grow and structure businesses the right way.
Yeah.
Now, fast forward a little bit, I worked in sales for a year. And this was in something that I never knew anything about. It was high-end clothing. And within a year became top 10 salesman in the country for
wow.
that business and realized that there's an element of a commission structure. Yeah. I think working 100% on commission also tells you a lot about yourself. And for me, I was able to succeed in that role. So there's an element of tying in sales, growth of businesses, structuring businesses for sustainable growth and doing that all in an efficient way. That's always been a thread of who I am and kind of my direction. After law school, I actually didn't go the normal route of going to a firm. I went to a small conglomerate based on insurance. It was an insurance conglomerate. They had tons of companies. And in my time there, I actually helped them launch several companies. Mm-hmm. So I had the luxury of being seated at that executive table as one of the attorneys, but I wasn't the businessman at the table. And I always knew I wanted to be on the other side, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's something that entrepreneurs all know, that deep down they want to have their own business. And it was definitely true for me. But I got the experience of launching businesses and helping it from that other perspective. So I value that experience. But the biggest learning I had was I was more focused on and motivated by the branding, the structure, the growth concept. How are we actually going to make money with this business?
Right.
Not what are the risks and, you know, pitfalls to avoid, which is where the attorney is in the room, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, fast forward a little bit, I ended up working at a firm for a short period of time. I did practice law, you know, completely dove in 100%, if you will, and got a lot of value out of that. But again, realized, I like the business side of things. So I went back in-house. I went to an advertising agency, got my marketing juices flowing again, got back into the business world and became COO shortly thereafter, and then started my own business. And this was the beauty that I could tie in all of these experiences into my new business, which is a business automation company.
Yeah.
So we actually tie in all of these themes. I guess it does make sense, right? In the end, I have a business that guides other businesses. So I did accomplish it all.
Yeah. And you've learned a lot over the years too. The multitude of positions that you've held throughout your life, from attorney to actually being in sales and in looking at the growth aspect of the business versus the risk, because that's what attorneys do, right? They look for the risk and then they mitigate the risk. And you were like, how do we grow? How do we take all the risk and actually exponentially explode as a company? And now you get to provide that even for your clients. And I have to say, Harry, I agree with you. We do know at a very early stage, those who wants to be entrepreneurs, it's like innate. You know, it's like, I want a seat at the table. I want to run my own business. I want to be a founder. And I want to also tie it back to finding a way to add more value, right? A way to help other people. And for you in your business, it's like finding that purpose.
Sure.
Which you did. And you follow suit. You follow your heart. And you followed so that purpose. So tell us about BizWings, the type of services that you provide.
Right. You know, I skipped over this when I mentioned that I was also a pro soccer player. I didn't say that I was also, you know, I was a student athlete and then I became a lawyer athlete at one point. I actually practiced and played soccer at the same time. And I mentioned the concept of having too much on my plate, but that's what resonates here. I've always had a lot on my plate. And so efficiency was key. And I've always found ways to optimize my own processes or my business's processes wherever I've worked. And working in law until recently, I think there was a big need for business processes to be automated, right, to be structured, and so that we could save time and focus on tasks that made more sense, that we were getting paid for. That's where the value is, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what BizWings does. So my business is a business automation company. Biggest question I get from most people is, what does that mean? Well, there's marketing automation, there's business process automation, and then there's advertising automation as well. So a lot of people get excited. Hey, I want to advertise my business. I want to grow my business. Well, before you can grow your business, you have to have a system in place that you can drop those leads into.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a lead and you don't qualify that lead, you don't convert that lead into a sale, there is no business. So you're just wasting money on that back end. So that's kind of the last piece. What our business does is we'll automate the sales process and we'll automate review capture. And then we'll automate the advertising process so that we can build on both of those. And that's critical, right? It's critical for most businesses. Let's talk about a service business, for example. Service businesses rely on customers coming in and converting them into clients. And then that's where your money comes in, right? So what is your sales process? Have you identified the stages of your sales process? Have you systematized them? Have you figured out what the repetitive tasks are? That's what we do. So there's kind of a discovery phase where we dive in for all businesses. And then the second phase is where we actually automate that process. We automate the process that you go through. We make sure that we have quick client interaction. If you've done sales, you know that if a client calls you and you don't answer, you're not getting the client.
Yeah.
If they email you and you take hours to respond, you're probably not getting the client. If you respond within 5 minutes, there's like an 80% chance you're going to get that client, or 80% increase of potentially getting that client. So, and there's a lot of studies that prove that. So we make sure that at every stage, we're lifting that part of your business. So there's actually a small business recipe that we've come up with that we think has the most value, and we can provide that to most service-based small businesses. Mm-hmm. But the value in our business is not just giving you what we think is best. It's also tailoring it to your business. We go in again, we discover what works for you. We help you fix things or optimize what needs to be optimized. And then we plug in the automation, right? If you have an issue in your business and then you automate it, you're going to scale that issue out of control, right? You've heard it a million times. So we help small businesses with that. But really the key is in the automation. Mm-hmm. You save time, you save money. You've heard all these things a million times. But critically, we help you maintain contact with your customers, right? So a small business that operates like a small business can appear to be a big business, right? It's like an enterprise solution plugged into your small business. So all the communications that come in relative to one customer get stored automatically in one place. Every time there is a communication from that customer, if it's a website inquiry or an email, there's a response that goes back out. And it's not just some default, hey, thank you for your inquiry. It's, hey, thank you for your inquiry. And we're qualifying that customer more. We're getting more information from them. We're having interaction. We're actually providing them information about your business. We're giving them a presentation about your business. So the same thing they would expect from a big business in terms of interacting and becoming in that full sales process, mm-hmm. we provide for small businesses. And we do that within 30 days. That's kind of our big catch.
And getting it done and without having a big sales team, right?
Correct. This is a huge benefit. You don't need to hire more employees to run your sales process. If it's automated, if it's repetitive, there is a way to automate it. I mean, there is a way, and you'll find out if for those that are interested and end up working with us, we have creative ways to solving unique problems, but most of the time they fit into the same category.
Yeah.
It's a pretty simple process for most businesses.
And we're talking about lead generation, right? Because I'm recently built a funnel for cold trafficking. So we can talk a little bit about that. How do you get cold traffic to get warm? And it's about adding a piece of value content, giving that off the bat, and then kind of moving them through the funnel. So it sounds like you start from that beginning of it until the sale is made, the conversion is made at the end of that funnel, right?
Absolutely. And value is key. You hear it and there's just so much truth in it. At every stage, at every step, every conversation, every interaction with your website, every interaction with your social media, every advertisement that you send to somebody, there should be some sort of value attached where they get that value from you. And then in return, they're trusting your business more. And with trust, become the customers. That's the name of the game.
And that's how you get cold traffic to become warmer and eventually open up the wallet and say, I'm ready to pay for your service or your product.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. But the frustrating part that I see is there's a lot of people out there and there's a lot of small businesses that are really good at what they do, but they don't have a good sales system, implemented. Mm-hmm. And because of that, they don't have the growth that they think they deserve before being so specialized or so good in their business. Yeah. Coming from the legal world, I've seen a lot of lawyers that aren't good businessmen and they're great lawyers. And more people should work with them. But it's about having a sales process that is optimized to convert them into customers so that your sales process is giving them value at every step of the way. And in the end, you give them value, they become customers. We also automate review capture so mm-hmm. that for every happy client that goes by, you're getting a review from that client. And most businesses will tell you, hey, referrals and reviews from clients go a long way in building.
Oh, for sure. The social proof, it's necessary to show that you've actually given the product and that it works. And so it's quite important actually nowadays. And how do you go about capturing that? Is there a system that you embed within the company or are you setting up email campaigns? What in particular?
So it's not necessarily just an email campaign, but depending on the type of business, we would set up a trigger. And that trigger would automatically engage this review capture process. And we're basically trying to capture as much information from the customers relevant to their project and your business in a positive light and putting it in as many places as possible so that you can build your Google reviews or your Yelp reviews or your Angie's List reviews, wherever it may be. And every industry is different, right? Some industries rely on certain platforms more. So we'll tailor the focus as necessary. But we've seen that have huge success for businesses. I mean, we've launched for several customers and whether we're launching a new product for them or we're just scaling and growing their business, the success rates vary all the way up to people coming back to us wanting to be partner with them on new franchises and things like that. So this is really exciting space to be in. I was a little worried that there wouldn't be enough people because I'm so tech savvy that I think this is inherent for everybody. But there are a lot of businesses that don't have technology that need technology. There are a lot of businesses that have technology, they're using the wrong technology, or they have technology and they're not actually using it properly, right? They sign up for these subscription-based technologies, they're paying tons of money and they don't see the results. But with us, we'll be able to quickly assess what you need, plug in the right formula of technology and automations, and within 30 days, you're using something that's going to bring you immediate value.
Yeah. And I can imagine as a small business owner, you're wearing multiple hats, you know, and you know, marketing is not one of them. Email marketing is not one of them. And even bigger than that, social media marketing, it's a whole different monster on its own. How do you help clients in terms of, you do help with generating leads and do you dabble into the Facebook ads scene at all? I mean, not just Facebook, but social media ads.
Yeah, we can do social media advertising. We can do digital advertising on several platforms. That's all within what we offer. But again, until you're automated and until you're optimized, right? So first you have to optimize and systematize what you do. Mm-hmm. Then you automate that. Once you use that for some time, you'll see the advantage of, hey, I have room. I have more time. I have more ability, you have more resources to be able to accomplish more. And then you can devote resources towards advertising. But I think it needs to come step by step.
Yeah. What are some of the repetitive tasks that you come across like over and over again?
Depending on the industry, certain tasks that you, well, how do I put this? Every industry is different. And depending on the request from your customer, usually there can be an FAQ on a website for something, but oftentimes it's a tailored response. So the repetitive capture of information that's necessary from customers at each step of the process is really important. The repetitive providing of information to customers at each stage of the process is important. That changes depending on customer. And I can't think of like one, I don't know how way to generalize this, but when you start to look at the normal interactions that you have with a customer, especially in the sales cycle, you start to identify a trend, and that's when you can structure it into stages. And then your response becomes automatic. You know, you've gotten what you need in terms of what they're looking for. You've provided them that default response that's tailored based on their responses as to what you're looking for them next. And you just keep moving it forward.
And that's what I assume makes unique in that way, because you're really taking a big load off of their shoulders by doing that, by automating their process. And the automation piece of it is just to create more efficiency, you know, as that's how you describe your life. So you get a lot on your plate, you want to be more efficient at it. So you automate. You automate, delegate, or eliminate.
Absolutely. So I'll give you an example. Just worked with a service provider that, I'll call him a plumber for now, because that makes it easy to kind of visualize. So before, they had their advertising methods and they would have to field these leads, whether it's on text messages or emails or phone calls, and they would just come in at all times of the day. But if that guy's under the sink, literally fixing the plumbing of someone's house, and a text comes in or a call comes in or an email comes in, he's not responding until he's done with that job. He needs to have something automated in place that's doing it for him. So now instead, he'll get that phone call. And if a phone call comes in, it's been qualified. They've already had 5 to 10 touch points with their business. And that is now a phone call, not, hey, do you do X, Y, and Z? It's, hey, I'm looking forward to seeing you in an hour. Are you going to be here? It's already scheduled and done for.
Yeah, takes the guesswork out of it. I really like that. Better way, a faster way to get more clients. So close the sales, right? So that you're not in the beginning of the call, just they know more about you, because there is a study that says for somebody to buy there has to be several different touch points where they have to feel like they trust you. They have to feel like they have social proof from you as well and from your work for them to actually buy. Nowadays, though, it's becoming harder to gain the customer, the client trust. How can small businesses overcome that? Because there's so many people trying to get your email and name. You know, they're throwing every website, there's a pop-up, and, you know, sign up here for our newsletter, sign up here for this freebie. How can businesses stand out in that noisy market?
I think you already mentioned it. It's touch points with the customer, but they're value touch points. You provide value at each touch point. You move the conversation forward and you move it into either a qualified customer or not. I mean, it's okay to say no and say, hey, you know what? We don't offer what you're providing, but we recommend you do X, Y, and Z. But you're qualifying them along the way. You're not wasting their time, but you're also capturing the qualified customers. You'd be surprised at how little that happens with a lot of small businesses. They're not qualifying. They'll get them on the phone and they'll say, hey, we do this. Oh, we can do that for you as well. And they start to have the conversation. But there are ways to have that conversation where it's easy for potential customers to give you the information and receive value along the way. And it's really the secret.
That's fantastic. It's quite a bit of work you're doing there. That's really, really tailored and then customized. So tell us, Harry, a little bit about your own habits, your own way that you've automated your, say, your morning routines so that you can be more efficient. How do you prime yourself for the day? How do you get up, dress up, and show up?
So my day starts the night before, and that's preparing for the next day. I think when I wake up and I have a task or that one thing I want to get done, no matter what, it's really helpful for me. So I literally start the night before, I plan my next day, and at bare minimum, I allocate my morning to accomplishing one thing so that I can get that one thing done. Number two is exercise. And that comes from a lifetime of being an athlete. I just know that after I exercise, I'm much happier. I have more energy throughout the day and I accomplish more. And to be honest, the happiness is just, it transcends everything that I do, right? Yes. It's energy, it's enthusiasm, and that's all valuable in your interactions with people, in my workflow, and everything that I do. So it's funny, I have the background of my computer right now that I'm looking at says discipline over motivation. Mm-hmm. And I think that for me, and for most people, I think it's important to find what drives you and make sure that you're disciplined about doing that. And that's it. If I can get one thing done in the morning, and then I can exercise after that, and then I start my day, I already feel like I've succeeded in the day and I have more energy to get more done. And that's when I get the most done.
Yeah, it breeds more productivity, like accomplishing your first task of the day. And I totally agree with you. Exercising, people think, well, I'm too tired for it. But if you get going, you get started, it gives you more energy. You get the endorphins flowing, serotonin flowing, and you just feel super awake, you know, and alert and then more focused on accomplishing your task.
Absolutely. I preach that. I literally preach that. I think everyone should exercise more. I think they'd be surprised. You're tired, you exercise, all of a sudden you have energy. And maybe it's hard the first couple of days, but after 2-3 days, you get into a role and I promise you, you'll feel better.
You get into a momentum, you get into a rhythm, and then a new habit is born. Mm-hmm. Because what you are craving, Harry, is the after working out state of mind. You know, nobody likes running. Nobody likes lifting weight or grunting and grinding and all the sweat and the hard work. But once you are done, though, that release, that the happiness that flows, that's what a lot of people who do exercise crave, is that aftermath. It's that runner's high, per se.
Absolutely. You
know, of just feeling amazing. Tell us about what you're currently reading, what you're consuming for content, because I imagine you are immersing yourself a lot in what you do.
I do. That's a funny question. I don't actually have a current book. I'm in between books. I actually have a daily task that is to either listen to a Blinkist or to read or audible a book. And I haven't done it in a week. So I'm in between. I'm kind of like looking for the next one. But usually I have either some sort of business related or, you know, like a self-help business style book that I'm reading. I think it's good to always keep reinstilling the same thoughts and theories and methods. To be honest, I find them to be all very similar, but it's good to hear them over and over, to reinstill practices and hear them said in different ways. And if you looked at my YouTube to watch list, it's constantly looking at the other technologies that are coming out to make sure that we're ahead of the curve for my business. We consume that like crazy as a team. We all want to be on top of it. And there's so much technology that's out there. We want to be able to filter out what's a waste of time for our clients, what's expensive, what's a good benefit, and and make sure that we're always providing that best resource. That's really key for us.
Yeah, putting that customer first, that client first.
Right.
That's fantastic. Now, how can we connect with you? Where can we find you?
You can find us through our website. Just go to getbizwings.com and you'll see a lot of what we do there. And if you want to learn more, you can sign up for a free automation consultation and talk directly with either myself or my business partner. I'm happy to dive in on your business and give you some feedback to go back on the value. You know, there's no commitment necessary. And usually we provide a lot of value on that call. You know, we can give you a lot of insights and we'll pretty much explain how you can do this on your own, how you can automate your own business. And if you care to have us help you do it and do it in probably a faster and more effective way, then we're happy to. But if not, you'll get the value.
Yeah, value first. Value for sure.
Always.
Yeah. I'm curious. How did the name Get Biz Wings come about?
So that one actually came from my business partner. And it's just Biz Wings. And we give your business wings. You know, we help your business fly and fly on autopilot. And that's really what the concept came from.
Fly indeed. The flying on autopilot. I like that because once you automate it, you don't have to think about it.
You don't
have to second guess it. It frees up your mind to worry about other decisions or solve other problems.
Mm-hmm.
That's precisely what a habit is designed for. That's precisely what habits are for and automation is for. So I'm glad you were able to come in and actually help us look at it in that perspective and what the power of automation is and what is designed so that you can actually thrive. You can actually fly once you stop taking care of the repetitive task and actually have a system in place to like a lead machine, a lead generation machine. You just kind of feed it depending on you how much money you want to make or how many customers and clients you can take during that month. So I'm really, really thrilled to have shared this with the audience and have you come on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. It's been a delight. Thank you.
Well, all right, morning enthusiasts. That's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.